Buonasera a tutti, grazie professor Faccini per l'invito, un caro saluto a tutti i partecipanti e al professor Luigi. I'm happy to participate in this important conference. In the new multipolar world, a polyphony of cultures is developing. Music, polyphony, is the union of several voices, and each one plays its own melodic pattern. In this polyphony, in order to be harmonious, each voice, each instrument must first be tuned. And being tuned is centered on oneself, on its own identity. We need to start, as a first point, by remembering who we are. And today, in the West, this is the first challenge. The challenge consists in having the defend our identity, those constitutive and founding values around which the individual and the nation is a solid foundation. The attack on individual, the erasure of culture, is an annulment of memory and conscience. Such a reset is a precondition for the rewriting of history and for the shutting down of any instance of rebirth. New rules are constantly being introduced, which do not allow any stable point of reference and are placed in a general deconstruction perspectivity of all certainty. For decades, globalism has crept like a parasite into our cultures and tried to corrode them from inside. The process of individual annihilation passes to the systematic demolition of every reference value. But we must remember who we are, our origin. Italy is the child of classical Greco-Roman culture, Christianity, and the Renaissance. Culture, spirituality, and beauty are the barriers that we must proudly raise against homogenization and flattening, against standardization and cultural impoverishment. What we can do is cultivate the essential on a personal level. On a social level, take clear position and contribute to the spread of awareness regarding the processes currently underway. On an international level, we must leave this time as full of possibilities. A wide-ranging intellectual project is taking shape promote the development of solid international relations based on listening and mutual respect. Listening and respect for others are the keywords of this new paradigm taking shape. They are the cornerstones of the development of dialogue between the actors constituting this new multipolar world. But in order to be able to listen and to respect the other, you must first of all respect yourself. When in Italy a university course on Dostoevsky is cancelled, or the concert of a great Russian artist is cancelled, not only the culture of people with whom we have a deep and lasting friendship, but our own fundamental rights are under attack. It is therefore also out of respect for ourselves that a concrete response is needed, articulated from below by civil society. The world of culture must not be just a transmission belt for dominant ideologies. It must today find a genuine dialogue with people. It is important to take back and defend cultural space. What does this mean in concrete terms? I will give two brief examples. Initiative such as the one that recently saw Valentina Lisitsa perform in Milan at the invitation of an organizing committee that is an expression of Italian civil society should be promoted and supported. This extraordinary pianist, considered among world's top performers, saw several concerts in Italy cancelled only because she has expressed the criticism on the Kiev government and solidarity with the Russian Donbass population under attack since 2014. In a few days, the folk dance ensemble from the Republic of Marielle in Central Russia will also be performing in Milan. This outstanding ensemble is an expression of the possibility of safeguarding and enhancing local tradition in an authentic multicultural context such as Russia. The protection of differences, particularities, and local identities represents an opportunity for cultural enrichment. It stands in stark contrast to the homogenizing tendency that suffocates the West, where the embrace of equality and of a purely theoretical inclusiveness ends up as if a livella, like an Italian world-known artist Antonio de Curtis Totò used to say, a livella that embraces everything and destroys everything. On the contrary, respect for the tradition combined with the defense of diversity is a synthetic image of what culture can do when it acts as a privileged instrument for the development and revitalization of dialogue between people. This kind of initiative, like today's conference, is therefore a concrete action with great symbolic value. It means remembering who we are, respecting ourselves in order to be ready to respect and listen to the others. As a dear friend of mine who has lived in many countries and now lives in Russia reminds me, respecting oneself does not mean tolerating each other, but recognizing and acknowledging the absoluteness of the God who lives in each of us. It means wanting to grasp the absoluteness and non-relativity of the human experience. Multipurality is not to impose relativism, but to follow together a common path towards truth. Thank you.